When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday. It is almost the weekend and it's time for a feel-good practice of the week. I have a great one for us today. and I really mean it when I say I have a great one. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Today, for our feel-good practice, and hopefully all through the weekend, I want you to take some time to go outside and be barefoot. Ooh. So I know, you know, everyone who listens to this show, we are in all corners of the globe, right? Weather outside can be anything from snow to sunshine to grass to concrete to sand. You know, we're all in different places of the world. Walking barefoot has scientifically been proven to be super beneficial for our health and our well-being. So that grounding, that connecting to the earth through our bare feet is a really important healing practice for us. There is something about, you know, making that connection through the feet. As people, as humans, we're meant to be barefoot. Our feet are absolute miracles. I mean, what the feet do for us every day and how they work. And if we encase our feet all day long in shoes or in high heels, or we never get to have that connection of bare feet to earth, our feet don't get to operate at their optimal capacity. And we actually lose a little bit of that ability to ground and feel connected to Mother Nature. So today and this weekend, take all the chances that you can to take your shoes off and place your bare feet to the ground. Even if it's, you know, taking 10 minutes in the park just to take your shoes off and put your feet down, maybe you can go for a little walk if you have a yard or a backyard or a front yard or a garden or something where you can actually walk around a little bit. Even if it's a little cold, even if it's not super comfortable, ground your feet to the earth. Even, okay, I dare say, if where you are right now, there is snow, okay? Obviously, don't spend 30 minutes with your feet in the snow if you have snow where you're at, but take your feet off and just take a moment to ground, to connect to actual earth. And then see if you can breathe into that a little bit. For most of us, I think, that listen to this show, we're heading into spring and summertime right now. I mean, where I am, the grass is green, there's sunshine right now. It's a little chilly, but I've been walking barefoot all day long, and I hope I get to continue that all summer. It's so special, so precious. And the more time we spend walking barefoot, the easier it becomes to walk barefoot as well, right? So your feet might be really sensitive in the beginning. It's really good to activate all those nerve endings and all parts of the soles of the feet. It's good for our posture and it's good for the soul. So this weekend, let's take our shoes off. Let's take our shoes off and walk bare feet and connect to the earth. I hope you enjoy this as a self-care practice as much as I am right now. It really is something special. And yes, your feet are going to be dirty. That's part of the joy of this, okay? Dirty feet, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it means summer is almost here too. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy that connection to Mother Earth, and I'll see you on Monday.